Pragerup the Twitter, Stop Using Left-Wing Orthodoxy as Basis for Fact-Checking. By Lucas Nolan on October 28, 2020. As Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey asked in his opening statement for the Senate Commerce Committee hearing on big tech how the company can better operate in good faith, Pragerup has suggested a number of ways for the company to regain user trust and operate an open and fair platform. As tech CEOs from Twitter, Facebook, and Google appeared before the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee to discuss censorship across their platforms, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey later took to his own website to ask how the company can operate in good faith. Pragerup replied to Dorsey with a number of suggestions, including stop using left-wing orthodoxy as a basis for fact-checking, and stop interfering with what's allowed to trend. Pragerup has faced censorship from a number of tech platforms, including Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Breitbart News reported in July that Pragerup was suspended from Twitter for sharing a video of doctors commenting on the effectiveness of the drug hydroxychloroquine in the treatment of coronavirus. Breitbart News reporter Alana Mastrangelo wrote at the time. Conservative nonprofit group Pragerup had its account restricted on Wednesday for allegedly violating the platform's rules regarding posts about coronavirus after sharing a video of the White Coat Summit featuring medical doctors. American doctors are holding a White Coat Summit in Washington, D.C. to address a massive disinformation campaign by the media about coronavirus, read Pragerup's tweet. Watch as Dr. Stella Emanuel tackles the media's narrative about hydroxychloroquine. 1 week later, Facebook threatened to unpublish Pragerup's page. Facebook threatened to delete Pragerup's page for allegedly repeatedly violating the website's community standards. Pragerup told Breitbart News that Facebook is retroactively deleting and flagging old Pragerup posts and counting one video posted by the group as multiple violations, which has contributed to the page being marked as at risk of being unpublished. Pragerup alleged that it spoke with Facebook representatives on the issue, who confirmed that sharing any mention of hydroxychloroquine being a possible treatment for the Wuhan coronavirus violates Facebook's community guidelines. Pragerup noted that mentions of the drug by news outlets such as CNN did not appear to violate Facebook's guidelines. Read more at Breitbart News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.